Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the morning sickness. My name's Sean Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. Another hot one. Heat advisory for everyone, so no wandering about. And also, there's a trash truck that started on fire about an hour ago over on the I-10. Just looking at it on the thing. Ugh. They've just basically closed it because it stinks. So it's closed over there by University, 32nd Street University, all in that loopy. I guess that would be close to the Buttes and at the end of the 143.
That'll knot up quick.
Oh, it's going both ways, too, because the fire stinks and there's smoke. I don't know if that, they probably have it out, but there's just garbage all over and pukey stink and the thing's disabled. So that's the way you start your day today. Congratulations. You got that going for you to get the old Wednesday started. Good work. All I care about, and Brett Vesley's with me on this, is there's a Burt Reynolds auction on Sunday with the remainder of his stuff in Beverly Hills. And I looked at some items. Brett and I are both huge Bandit fans, massive Bandit fans.
Are you driving out?
I'm thinking maybe we need to do this. I got something going on Saturday. I got to do that active shooter thing over at the React Defense. But after that, Brett, I think it's road trip time.
Westbound and down?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Derek, don't even start us. Why did you do that? Nice little tickle of the perineum there, Eric. Thank you.
Is the semi available?
No. That would be Jerry Reed's auction, which unfortunately Bert didn't own all of the objects. But
I thought he would take it all.
Trans Am's up for grabs. We're not going to get that. That's probably going to go for about $500,000. But there is, I have my eyes on Burt Reynolds monogram pajamas. I'm going to bed
pretty
with that.
Solid.
Because all you got to remember is that Burt Reynolds laid in those pajamas while Lonnie Anderson jerked him off through the silk.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. And I would have those on. Nightly.
Imagine Lonnie, Sally, Fields.
Well, no, I don't know they had the pajamas that long, Brady. Most celebrities renew their pajamas after 15 years.
Got your favorites.
I really love these PJs. I'm going to keep them on forever. So it was it's amazing. So, and they have belt buckles. They have an autographed CB from the Bandit. Burt autographed the top of it, and it's a CB.
So Cobra.
All I want to do is get into the pajamas. And play on the CB and talk to truckers and let them know that it's the Bandit talking. That's all I care about, right? I put them in my Jeep. I got a CB in my Jeep, but it's nowhere near as good as one autographed by the Bandit his own self.
Wonder if they have, like, sunglasses.
I'm sure of it. You should see this. The belt buckle from Cannonball Run is this massive belt buckle with the ambulance, and it just says Cannonball. I'm like, oh!
Does it say starting bid or anything like that?
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that I was looking at, like the PJs were thinking going to go between, what was it, Brett? Like $750, $800 to, you know, starts in between $500 and they assume maybe gets to $1,000. That's worth it. And then all those cowboy hats from the Bandit movie.
Now, one and you can't do this online at all?
No, it's an in-house
gotta
only cam. And I don't know if it's like invitation or if there's a line that starts or what.
If you got the pajamas, and you'd have to buy like a mannequin in like a glass case.
No, Eric, I would wear them everywhere.
You would wear them?
I would be the mannequin. You'd see me at work every day in my maroon pajamas with BR in gold right there on my chest. Brett, you got a picture of it. It's amazing. And I would wear them. Yeah, I would wear them out. They would be done. I would be at Steak 44 on a nightly basis, my Burt Reynolds pajamas.
Will they let you in pajamas?
They're pretty classy pajamas. And then when I would remind them, I'm like, these aren't just pajamas. These are Burt Reynolds pajamas.
I guarantee you, you're in.
And then I have my certificate of authenticity, and I'm like, I'm going to shove those bleeds up that nose. And they'll be like, what is he talking about? I'm like, oh, I'm quoting the Cannonball.
Oh, yeah, you can go anywhere in those.
See, yeah, they're almost like you took a 70s leisure suit. It almost looks like a suit. They're amazing.
Anything from Hooper?
Oh, come on, Richard, please. Yeah, see, you would wear those because the
those
BR.
Are
yeah, they're really nice, aren't they? Yeah, thank you. I'm working on it. And you can't get fake ones because then you're just a. But if those are the real ones.
You got to call and get some credentials to get in there without bidding.
Yeah, I got to figure this out. Well, Brett's on it right now, but I think maybe we put
our only in is dead, Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
He was our in.
Damn
can
it.
You
but you still have
the phone number?
So you have the phone number, but.
That's
I was friends
help.
With Bert. No, that's what I'm saying. Just going to go, look, I knew him really well. I could call him to ask, but we both know that's not going to amount to much. He yelled at me. I was bringing the tape of him telling me never to call him again.
They were real assholes.
Yeah. He hated me, but we talked. So I'm tighter than most of the people in this auction.
He would want me to have his pajamas.
Yeah, the boots. He probably was wearing those PJs when he told me never to call him again.
Probably.
That's awesome to think about that. It's the circle of Bert. That's all I've been thinking about.
Imagine if you call to get in there, and before he passed away, he says, if I ever sell anything off, here's a list of people I don't want owning.
You know, asshole who calls
this guy in Phoenix.
He doesn't even know where we're from. Jackass, I don't want to ever talk to again. I'd recognize his voice. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome. And it's happening in Beverly Hills on Sunday. And the big draw is the Bandit's car. I mean, the Trans Am's going out, but it sits outside. The stuff ends. And, oh, and tons of oil paintings of himself and Lonnie Anderson. He had, like, a bunch of portraits done of them. Not together ever, either. There's individuals. And they hung in his house. Just, you know,
you think, or do you think had a...
They had pictures of it on the wall in his house in the news last night. This is where Lonnie's pictures were. And this, they're like little, portraits.
Yeah.
And it's and he used to have, I guess he had like 18 or 19.
What do they call that, provenance?
I don't know what that is. Is that
where they show the thing. In the,
where it was and where it lived in the wild, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had like 18 of Lonnie Anderson done. And the one I want is the one they display, which is, it's a painting of Lonnie in the front. And then two like bubble thoughts of Lonnie around Lonnie's head. There's just like three Lonnies and they're, it's amazingly funny. But to get Bert and Lonnie, just put those right in the walk entryway of my home while I'm in the pajamas.
You're a big fan, huh?
I would start answering my door more often, just swing that thing wide open. Can I help you? What the hell is going on in this house? Big Bert Reynolds fans, but pretty awesome. So if you're interested in tagging along, no, it's just for me and Brett. Weirdos, we don't want more bitters out there. Brett's been saving up his whole life for a pair of Bert boots. They got loads of them, too. They're like 10 pairs. They're selling his shoes. This is what happens when you die. I started thinking about that after I watched it. I'm like, wow.
Estate sales.
All this crap you save and whatever. And you don't have anybody to give it to. They just take it and sell it to other people or give it to someone else. It's like, man, what's the point? Burn it down. Have it in your will to burn down everything. I also heard...
Especially the grandmas or whoever that have the... plate collections or whatever they collected for years.
Oh, the figurines that no one wants. And the bad thing is, it's like you go to the grandma's house. I remember going to my ex-wife's grandparents' house. They had, he worked at a Coca-Cola factory from jump, like when it started. And he had so much stuff. And a lot of it probably had sentimental value more than real value. And he would walk me through the garage and goes, you know, if you want any of this, you can have it. And I'm like, oh, I couldn't, Jack, I couldn't.
He wanted somebody to,
he wanted
that wanted
to take it. Yeah, because he's like, I wanted, and I'm like, because he knew I liked soda. I think that was my connection with
you were
him.
A dick for just saying, nah.
Well, I told him, I said, it's yours. I said, it's just so awkward. You're going to live for years and years, I would always say. I'm like, we don't have to worry about this for a long time. Well, I'm 83 years old. I'm like, yeah, you're doing great. And then, because what he really was saying was, this is all just going to get thrown out, and it means so much to me. And if I didn't put sticky notes on things, he got sad. So he gave me a sticky pad, and I just the first day when the mom or the grandma did it, I just started sticky padding a bunch of stuff in their house, and they didn't say anything. But evidently, that wasn't the drill. I just started to pick out the things that they weren't giving away yet.
And you got none of like this that. Stuff.
Oh no, I didn't want any of it for real. I was just
that was my dad, 83, a couple years ago.
Started making a sticky pad things.
You want the knife collection?
Do you? But you can't say no.
There's definitely some nice knives in there.
Sure, but you don't
How
want
many
them.
Knives do you need, though?
Right.
Really?
Or put them up on the walls.
Do they have value?
Some of them do.
Like maybe like $100.
Some, yeah,
more
they can get
more
prices
than
some of those things.
Yeah, some really are like collect, you know, like the hunting magazines will put this special edition out, matching blades.
What if it's a hunting magazine, the special edition?
Or, you know, at the time...
it's kind of like Mad Magazine used to have special editions, too.
Yeah, but whatever the, you know, Browning, whatever the company would be, would put out a, you know.
Anyway, you're still not, you're not rolling in enough dough. It's more sentimental to your dad because he spent all that time collecting them.
Yeah.
You don't want them.
I did pass on one thing. He also has a collection of.
Panties.
AC company, the grills, the name, the company
the
name that goes on the air conditioner.
No, that's just.
Like throughout the year because they
nobody
were in that business.
Nobody with him. Just bury him with those.
Yeah, that,
bury him
see
with
if
those.
Tom yeah. wants that.
It's
see
like putting pizza in your ass. It's
yeah,
the same thing.
Exactly. We were talking about stuffing meatballs in you until your eyes exploded. That's the same. Nobody.
This is the original train.
Yeah, but I guess it's weird, though, because there's going to be a bunch of stuff that you think people are going to ask for or want, and they don't. And you can't say no to the old man when he's walking you through the house going, this meant the world to me, and I'd like someone to have it. And you're like, I don't want that, but I think he's offering it to me, so I have to kind of play along, and then it's yours. Get rested, Brett. We're going to see Bert. But, yeah, so, yeah, and then I heard our boy Bruce St. James had some guy on his show yesterday talking about donating your entire body to science.
Oh, yeah, they get crazy. Yeah.
I'm doing that.
Did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
The guy from Montana, his father passed away a couple years ago. His father was fascinated with preserving life. He went to UC Berkeley and studied it. And
right.
Anyway, he spends $120K. His dad signs a contract with Alcor, the company here that freezes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Freezing's
well,
not the same.
He had a problem because he says, Dad, I get a box of ashes from Alcor, the body, because they said we couldn't.
Yeah, they just save the head.
Yeah, and save the head. He was under the assumption that it was the full body, the sun was.
Oh, they freeze it all.
Yeah, but no. they hammered it. They said we couldn't do it because.
You mean to tell me.
So now he's suing Alcor.
Okay, you mean to tell me nobody read the document? They didn't do the I agree read on the where's your body go?
No, the reason why is because the father did it at the time. So
right.
It was a contract with the father and the.
So the kid's
the
got no rights at all.
Well, that's what he's saying, but his argument is.
Yeah, even if he did it with his father,
he's got a contract. His dad signed the contract.
And that's what the attorneys are saying.
It's heads, dummy.
Yep.
Your dad just explained it wrong. That's not our fault. Yeah.
So daddy's head's here.
No, I want the whole body to be given away to science. I didn't know.
I
knew
that, to that body's exhibit.
I tried that, but they only take like Chinese people.
What?
You can sign it. Well, they have a weird thing.
That's what they said when we were
I know.
There.
I don't think they tell you.
They all look like
yeah,
little Chinese
yeah,
people.
That's because I was signing up and they're like, your frame is large. And I'm like, compared to what?
Too large
I'm like,
for us.
Oh, the Chinese. So they kind of led me down the path.
They fit in those glass cases.
Yeah. They had that skateboarding kid.
That's not a Chinese
kid. It was a child. So I think they'll take a dying kid. They had a guy, if you smoke.
They posed.
Look, you can put anybody on a skateboard.
They didn't want me in China. It was a tiny one, though. He got smushed by a car. It was pretty neat, though, because they posed him and showed what the muscles do when you're in the middle of a soul grind. But then they're like, do you smoke? I'm like, no. Do you drink excessively? And I'm like, occasionally, but not, okay, like not alcoholism. I didn't have any organs that were going to turn purple, like, and show them a good one next to mine. And so I would have been just average dead guy. So I don't think I impressed them. They like those Chinese smokers, those tiny ones that just smoke 14 packs a day and stand out there in the smog and get all foggy chested. And they want that because that's a better drama display in that body exhibit. So I tried that. But now this new thing, where you can just put your whole body down. Evidently, it's not something that's been allowed for a long time. And according to Bruce, I learned something from Bruce. Four of the facilities, there's only seven in the country. Four of them are here in Arizona. They just drop your body off at the end. And I'm like, there you go. No funeral. They pay for the cremation. I think they throw in a buck or two at the end, you know, for anybody who needs it. That's perfect. It's perfect for a guy like me.
It's interesting because that's what they... We're saying in this article that Arizona is the hub.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
Bodies.
Yeah, we're body people because we're all transient. We're all coming from somewhere.
I figured it was also because we have such an older population, too.
They said that the guy yesterday said that the big thing was that people don't want to go home to be buried. They moved here, so they don't, like you. Like, you're a perfect example of that. Like, when you say, where do you want to be buried? You have to think. You're like, with my family in Ohio was your answer because screw the people here. And then, but then you kind of do screw the people here because Ronnie's from here, so she probably doesn't want to be buried in Ohio at all, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
And you do.
Yeah,
she doesn't. Brady, she
yeah.
doesn't. You're the only one in that whole house that loves Ohio that much.
You could talk her into it.
You could probably tell her.
Oh yeah,
I'm the man, and I'm putting my foot down. When we die, it's in Ohio.
I'm going to put you right next to Chief Leatherlips.
Yeah. Would you try to talk her into going to Ohio to get buried?
No.
No. What if you wanted to go really bad? You don't care where she ends up. Do you want to be buried together? Do you want to have like a thing together?
I want to try to be buried as far as possible.
Yeah.
Like, that's known for. It's the biggest separation.
Do you think the thing would be like if you and Ronnie.
In the record.
Yeah. If you guys were buried next to each other, do you think that Kirby would just sleep next to the
yes.
graves?
I'd have to. You know what? I'd set up a cot.
Yeah. Same amount of action.
Part of the.
It's pretty smart. Make her back good.
Nice little marble
bench.
Yeah,
I guess this guy just takes your body down to the U of A and starts monkeying around with all sorts of tests. No, they don't take anything. They just start using it for things. Like, let's see what a human body does when it falls off of a two-story building. I don't know what they do. They do whatever you want, but that's exactly what I've been saying the whole time. If it helps, go for it. And they start playing with machines to pump your heart. Is that the paternity poster autographed by birds?
Yep.
Oh!
Is it signed, or is it just the straight up?
This is just a list of things in the auction. That's one of the paintings of Bert that you can get.
That's pretty nice.
Forget the dog, beware of Bert.
Wooden sign.
Wooden sign with a gun on it. I want that. I would put that on my
front door. You're going to go broke buying Bert Reynolds.
Oh, my God. Will I go broke, or will I just have an incredible Bert collection that's so valuable, no, people will break in my house.
High school Letterman sweater.
That's amazing.
His diploma.
Man, it's been like keeping anything.
He doesn't have any. He doesn't
what do they need it for?
He doesn't have any family?
Nope.
He didn't have kids?
Nope. That's why they got tons of this stuff just floating all over, constantly having bird auctions.
Nobody's he had no kids. All those wives had no kids.
Owned everybody. Well, he only had the
that we know of.
Yeah. None that are taking his stuff.
He got away.
Say that. There's,
wow.
Probably little Steven Johnson is not doesn't know yet. The boots, paintings of his parents, his military stuff. The bird auction is going to be amazing. Maybe I'll send a trip over as my proxy if I can't
make
it.
You don't have to. You can register online. I'm on the website right now.
Yesterday in the news, they say you have to be there.
Nope. Right on the website. You can register and bid online.
Any Gator McCluskey stuff?
What time does it start? Because I'm going to get up early for this. I'm going to get a couple Bert suits. The cane from Boogie Nights? The canoe from Deliverance?
Oh, my.
Yeah, he has the canoe.
And the shirt he was wearing. No,
with the snapshot to go with it.
Well, that's a fake snapshot.
You probably have to set up like a username and stuff to have it. John buys everything.
Yeah, John wants all of it.
Stay away.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's his last. The last movie star was that last movie he made with, I forget. It got good reviews, actually. There's another old guy in it with him. Quint from Gunsmoke belt. By the belt buckles were fascinating. I spent a little time looking at those.
Got a lot of them.
Yeah, there's Hooper, the Hooper.
There's your Hooper belt buckle. Maybe. Your birthday's coming up.
All right.
Yeah, I would wear those pajamas every... Oh, the hats. The hats are gold. And the best thing is occasionally got a picture of old Bert wearing his young stuff. The sunglasses. Any toupees? Ooh! He had a $1,500 a week habit on
passports.
They got his passports. They got a couple driver's licensees. Yeah. They were talking about all of his wallets that they found with stuff in it. They sorted it out. They're auctioning it off.
Oh, look at that Deliverance painting.
He has a ton of oil paintings.
Pictures of himself.
Of himself, yeah. They said that Bert was a big fan of paint.
Bert?
Is a big fan
quite
of
the
paint
E.T. neck
yeah.
there.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Somebody paint me today. Wow. It's pretty sweet. So I didn't know you could go online. We need to shut up about this. People are going to hop on. I thought you had to go.
Just driving prices up.
Bert's tuxedo. It would be disappointing, too, to find out that Bert was little.
Yeah.
And then I get his pajamas, and they're just skin-tight Bert Reynolds pajamas.
Ah, you're wrong. He has one adopted child.
That kid got nothing.
Apparently.
Adopted from who or whom?
I don't know.
One of his lady friends. Well, he was a big Lonnie one, and they didn't have kids. Prior to that, he was just hosing everybody. So he just adopted some kid.
Fair jeans.
That kid probably is with Lonnie now and doesn't want anything to do with Bert. Yeah, all of his clothes, his ties. Oh, this is the best auction ever. And it's what happens to you when you die. You're basically useless after your death. So, again, it's the old adage, you can't take it with you. And I think Burt Reynolds is proving that right now because they can't get rid of it either.
His Golden Globe winner announcement.
Oh, wow. For Evening Shade? Has to be.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want that, too. I'm going to
spend
thousands.
With Lonnie Anderson.
Yeah, so Lonnie got the kid.
Quentin, back in...
we even named it after one of his characters.
They adopted some, I don't know, sometime
late probably 80s. A little Asian boy. They probably adopted him and just sent over $1.38 every month.
What the?
There's a tons of stuff that you could just have. Just decorate. You have a Bert room if you're interested. Probably cost you about. I told Brett yesterday. I'm like, I'm in for about $6,000-$7,000. We'll pull some items out.
Chill and get.
Yeah. All good. But that you can't take it with you is proof right here. They can't get rid of this stuff. I'm just going to hand out Bert
room. There are 428 pages in this catalog, John. This is only page 92.
I think the catalog would be worth it. Anyway, brilliant stuff. I'm going. think it's Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yep.
See, there's Quentin.
Quentin.
Striking resemblance.
He's like 30 now.
Yeah. And he's not getting any of this crap. He probably got to sift through some of Dad's things. Never liked him anyway.
Well, he took nothing, apparently.
Yeah, he hates it. He got his cologne.
Yeah, his old bottle of English leather.
English leather cologne that Burt was hanging on to. Come on. They emptied his bathroom.
Burt Reynolds intentionally excluded Son from his will.
Yeah, he didn't like
Quentin
him.
Money through trust instead.
Yeah, you don't get any of my stuff. Here's $1.38 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, Burt didn't have a lot of
Well,
friends.
Maybe by being in the trust... if you're leaving money to the will, then it doesn't get
I don't know.
Taxed.
Obviously, none of the stuff goes to the will.
Yeah. He's got a collection of signed gift cards, John. You could just hand those out.
What are they looking at, that one? They've got pricing underneath.
$1,000 to $2,000.
Okay. I don't think I want that one. That's a lot of clutter that'll end up in a box. There's a ton of stuff you can hang, though. The Burt Reynolds auction this weekend. It's
the wooden sign, $300.
Don't forget... forget the dog, beware of Bert, is only $300.
Yep.
Put me in for five right now.
I can up my knife collection.
Yeah, you can get more Bert Reynolds knives. It's just awesome. And get me on those pajamas, too. Put me down for $1,500 on the pajamas.
Right.
I want those PJs. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one. And we'll start off this glorious Wednesday. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.